in the sacred month of Kartik, in the most holy of all holy places, Sri Vrindavan Dham. Today is Govardhan Puja. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the previous acharyas, we have the glorious fortune of being here at Sri Govardhan Hill on this auspicious day. The Govardhan Parikrama is a very sacred offering of devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Govardhan Parikrama, or circumambulating Govardhan Hill, has been performed by our great acharyas since the time of Krishna himself, when Krishna and all the gopas, gopis, and cows of Vrindavan personally circumambulated Govardhan Hill at the time of the original Govardhan Puja. In our Vaishnava literatures, we find that great acharya, Madhavendra Puri, he did parikrama of Govardhan Hill. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, by seeing a stone of Govardhan, in the ecstasy of Radha's love for Krishna, he began to embrace that stone from Govardhan Hill, so affectionately embracing and weeping tears, knowing that Govardhan is none different than the very body of Krishna himself. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed Govardhan Parikrama. In his footsteps, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they perform Govardhan Puja regularly. In fact, Srila Sanatan Goswami, when he was living at Chakaleshwar Mahadev Mandir near Manasa Ganga, every day it was his vow to perform the Govardhan Puja. Even in his old age, when it was very, very difficult, he considered it such an essential and sacred part of his devotional service. Once a young cowherd boy approached Sanatan Goswami and told him that now you are so old, it is very, very troublesome for you to walk all the way around Govardhan Hill every day. Sanatan Goswami said, "It is my worship, it is my service to the Lord, I must continue." So that cowherd boy climbed up upon Govardhan Hill, began to play his flute. It was Krishna, and his footprint entered into the stone that he was standing on. He brought down that stone and told Sanatan Goswami that if you circumambulate this Shila four times, you will get the same credit, or let us say, you will please me equally as if you perform the entire Govardhan Parikrama. Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they all made their bhajan kutirs at times here at Govardhan Hill. Janava Mataji, the consort of Nityananda, Nityananda Prabhu himself, they all worship Govardhan Hill through this process of Govardhan Parikrama. And our own beloved spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, when he was in his very last days of his manifested lila on this earth, it was his desire that the devotees take him on an ox cart and perform Govardhan Parikrama. What we are doing today is a very, very sacred tradition of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Because by performing the Govardhan Parikrama, we can please Krishna so immensely by our austerity. If we perform it in the proper consciousness. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered Govardhan the very body of Krishna himself. He would not place his foot on Govardhan Hill, although the Gopal deity of Madhavendra Puri was installed on the top of the hill. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not walk upon it. Ultimately, Gopal, by some trick, he came down from the hill just to give his darshan to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And since that time, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas will never walk upon Govardhan Hill. Every stone of Govardhan is a self-manifested murti of Krishna himself. In many places, we find devotees worshipping the Govardhan Shiva. However, this is not something that can be done whimsically. During this parikrama, no one should pick up and take any stones from Govardhan Hill. Unless a Govardhan Shila is personally presented to you by the spiritual master or a very, very senior Vaishnava with the instructions how to worship it, it is actually an offense to just whimsically take a stone away from Govardhan. So no one take any what you may consider souvenirs of Govardhan. This must be approached with great reverence and devotion. As we circumambulate Govardhan Hill, we keep it on our right side. This is the tradition of honoring the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we should not speak anything but the holy name. During this parikrama, we should take Moni Brata, vow of silence, only speaking what's conducive to the service of the Vaishnavas, the chanting of Harinam, and the discussion of the topics of Krishna. It is about 21 kilometers around, and there are many stops, so it will take some time. We should be in the mood of service. The gopis, they prayed that Govardhan Hill is the best servant of Krishna, because Govardhan Hill is providing nice waterfalls and fresh grasses for Krishna's cows and his friends, creating such a pleasing atmosphere for Krishna to enjoy with his devotees. Govardhan Hill is both simultaneously Krishna himself and the best servant of Krishna. So we must approach our parikrama in a mood of service. One service is please stay with the group. Because if you lag behind, everyone has to wait for you. If you want to be Prabhu, then please keep us waiting. But if you want to be Das, 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 Anudas, then please do not keep waiting. So this should be a mood of service, and it should be a mood of sacrifice. We have not come here for enjoyment. We have come here to please Radha and Krishna, to please the previous acharyas, by performing the sacrifice of Govardhan Parikrama. Sometimes a thorn may enter into your foot. There is a scripture amongst the Vaishnavas which explains that the bliss of Brahman multiplied millions and millions of times does not equal to the pleasure I gain when a thorn of braja enters into my foot. From the positive side, can you imagine how pleasurable the thorns of Vrindavan are? So this is one day in our life that we should really put our heart and soul with such prayer and enthusiasm in serving the Vaishnavas, keeping our mind fixed on Krishna through his name and his pastimes, and really worshipping Govardhan Hill. Parikrama is a very, very deep act of worship. Yeyatamam prapadyante tamstathaiva bhajamyaham. to the degree we have this consciousness as we were performing the Govardhan Parikrama, to that degree we will reap tremendous benefits, unlimited benefits. And what is that benefit? The awakening of Krishna consciousness within our hearts, which is the ultimate goal of life and the only purpose any of us has come here for, this Braj Mandala Parikrama. Srila Prabhupada gave us the gift of Krishna consciousness. He planted the seed of Krishna consciousness within our heart, and he taught us the process of watering that seed and making it into the most beautiful flower of Krishna prema, love of God. We will begin our Govardhan Parikrama here at Kusum Sarovar. As you can see, this is a very, very beautiful place. Very holy place. Srimati Radharani and Gopis, when they will be going to Sri Radha Kund and Shama Kund to meet Krishna, they would pick beautiful forest flowers here and make nice garlands to offer to Krishna. Also, there is a grove just close by called Ashok Bhata, where Krishna would personally braid the hair of Sri Radharani in reciprocation with her love. Just in this corner to your left is the temple of Uddhava. When Uddhava came to Vrindavan and saw the nature of the gopis' love for Krishna in separation, he came to the conclusion that people are thinking, I am the closest friend of Krishna in Dwarka. But now that I see the gopis, what is their spirit of separation? In fact, all the Brijavasis, I have come to the realization I have no love for Krishna. Krishna is not with me even when I'm sitting beside him. He is so intimately manifesting himself in their hearts, although he is far away. Uddhava wanted to worship the dust of the feet of the gopis. But he was a great Kshatriya of the Yadu dynasty. How embarrassing it would be for the simple cowherd damsels of Vrindavan to have such an exalted person taking the dust from his feet, from their feet. So out of etiquette to not disturb the emotions of the gopis, Uddhava performed tapasya in order to become a piece of grass in Vrindavan, so that the gopis and their servants and the other Brijavasis would step on his head with their lotus feet, and thus he would achieve the ultimate desire of his life, of the dust from their lotus feet. And it is here that Uddhava is eternally residing as a piece of grass in Vrindavan. Just on the other side of Kusum Sarovar, a little ways, is Narada Kund. Sri Narada Muni wanted to enter into the wonderful pastimes of Krishna in Radha Kund. He wanted to experience what is the nature of the love of the gopis. So he performed tapasya, and Brinda Devi told him that if you take the form of gopi, then you can witness the wonderful pastimes of Krishna and Sri Radharani and their devotees. So Narada Muni took his bath here at Kusum Sarovar, and he assumed the form of gopi in this very place. Some of the Brijavasis call this Narada Kund also. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his parikrama, this place was called Sumana Lake. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains, very joyfully took his bath here. This is a very, very sacred place. We should all, after our brief talk, we should go down and very lovingly and reverentially take our bath by putting 3 drops of water on our heads and taking the achman, and in this way we will begin our Govardhan Parikrama. Govardhan Hill has a wonderful story. It is said in the spiritual world that out of Krishna's love for Sri Radharani, Govardhan manifested from Krishna's heart. And when Krishna and his associates were descending to this world, Govardhan also, ahead of time, expanded himself to come into this world. It is described that Govardhan took birth from the king of the mountains, Dronachal Parvat. And when he came down, he was called Giriraj, the king, the greatest of all mountains. All the other mountains were showering flowers. Even the demigods were showering the flowers on Govardhan Hill when he descended to this world. In the Satya Yuga, Pulastya Muni, he was traveling by this area, north, and he saw the beautiful, beautiful form of Govardhan. I believe at that time, Govardhan was something like 24 miles high. And he was thinking, this is the most beautiful of all places. And in my asthan, or the place I do my worship, Varanasi, there are no such mountains like this. So he asked Dronachal, I would like to take your son Govardhan to Varanasi so I could have nice caves and waterfalls and beautiful place to perform my bhajan. Dronachal began to cry. How can I live in separation of Govardhan? But Govardhan, understanding that Krishna's Leela was to come in the near future, performed a wonderful pastime. He said, I will go with you under the condition that you don't put me down. If you put me down, I will travel no further. Pulastya Muni was very happy with that. So he was carrying Sri Giriraj. And when they came to Brajbhumi, by Krishna's inconceivable arrangement, Pulastya Muni had an uncontrollable desire to respond to the calls of nature. Usually great rishis don't have such a problem. But he had very serious problem. And you all know what it's like. Something we all have in common, whoever we may be, whether we are rich or poor, whether we be of high caste or low caste, whether we be Americans or Europeans or Indians, whether we be males or females, whether we be humans or subhuman species, we all have certain things in common. And this is one. When you have to respond to nature, you have to respond to nature. So Pulastya Muni, in this aggrieved state, he forgot the vow and placed Govardhan down. He responded to the call of nature, washed nicely, came back, picked Govardhan up, but he would not go up. He wanted to stay here in Braja, waiting for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna to descend. So Pulastya Muni, in his transcendental mood of anger, he cursed Govardhan that you will reduce in size the size of a mustard seed every day. So Govardhan is becoming smaller and smaller, as you will see. As we know, when Krishna came here, he lifted the Govardhan Hill with the little finger of his left hand for 7 days and 7 nights to protect the Vrijavasis from the wrath of Indra. We will discuss that Leela in another time during our parikrama. Govardhan Hill is so very sacred that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally had a stone from Govardhan Hill that he worshipped for 3 years. He saw it as the body of Krishna. Sometimes he would put it on his eyes, sometimes on his heart, sometimes on his head. That Shila for 3 years was constantly covered by the tears of love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How sacred is this opportunity for all of us to follow in the footsteps of the great souls in a spirit of devotion by performing Govardhan Parikrama. Today we are especially blessed because on this day of Govardhan Puja, when we are about to perform the Giriraj Parikrama, Srila Prabhupada personally sends his very intimate, loving, surrendered servant, Giriraj Maharaj.
Giriraj Maharaj ki jai!
The Brijavasis, they seldom call Govardhan Govardhan. The Brijavasis call Govardhan Giriraj Maharaj. When you hear Brijavasis say Giriraj Maharaj ki jai! Indirectly, they're offering your prayers to Giriraj Maharaj-ji. But consciously, they're offering your obeisances to Govardhan. What a blessing, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, to show us the way of worshipping Giriraj Maharaj. He has sent Giriraj Maharaj. Let us welcome him to our yatra. Request Giriraj Maharaj to kindly inaugurate our Govardhan.
To thank His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj and all of the assembled devotees for giving me the opportunity to have your association today in our parikrama of Govardhan Hill. As Maharaj mentioned, Srimad Bhagavatam describes Govardhan Hill as Haridasa Varya, the best servant of Lord Hari. Near Manasa Ganga, there is the presiding deity of Govardhan, named Haridev, and sometimes devotees begin parikrama there. But the gopis who simply wanted to achieve the favor of Sri Krishna thought, what is the best way to get success, to get our desires, long-cherished desires to serve Krishna, fulfilled? And they thought the best way is by the mercy of some great soul, some great devotee. And then they considered that Govardhan is the greatest of all devotees and great souls. And therefore they should seek the mercy of Govardhan, and by his mercy their desires to serve Krishna would be fulfilled. So devotees are more eager to get the mercy of Haridas, Haridasa Varya, the best servant of Lord Hari, than to get the mercy of Lord Hari or Haridev directly. So we also pray to Giri Govardhan to fulfill our desires for pure devotional service, to fulfill our desires to serve Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and ultimately Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and their associates. And of course, along with them, our desire to serve our spiritual masters and other devotees. Govardhan Hill is also called Sarva Bista Pr- Prodatta, which means the fulfiller of all desires. Whatever desires we have, Govardhan is ready to fulfill. So we should also be careful of our desires. In another context, there's a story of a man who sat under a tree that would fulfill any desire that entered his mind. And somehow, the thought of a tiger entered his mind, and immediately a tiger appeared, ready to devour him. So material desires are like tigers. They're like ferocious animals that can devour our desire for pure devotional service. So we should be careful only to desire the transcendental loving service of Guru and Gauranga, of Shri Radha and Krishna, and nothing else. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, created a replica of Sri Vrindavan Dham in Sri Mayapur Dham. And he excavated Radha Kund and Shama Kund. And he also created a Govardhan hill made of many large shilas from Govardhan. And even today one can see the replica of Govardhan Hill and circumambulate the replica. And there I saw a verse in Sanskrit. I don't really know the origin of it. But as I remember, the verse says, Namaste Girirajaya Govardhanaya Namine. Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Dayane, which means, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the King of Mountains, who is named Govardhan. He destroys all of the miseries of material existence and bestows the highest bliss of pure love of God. We perform parikrama and we have confidence that by His immense mercy our material miseries, which are actually caused by our material desires, will be eradicated. And by His causeless mercy we will gradually progress towards Krishna prema and the highest bliss of pure devotional service. So I thank Giriraj Govardhan for bringing us all here today. Just one last note. After Srila Prabhupada left his transcendental form in Kartik of 1977, having expressed his desire to come to Govardhan for parikrama on the day of Govardhan Puja, devotees 3 days after his disappearance brought his deity here on parikrama. They brought the deity here to Kusum Sarovar and did half parikrama from Manasaganga past Govinda Kund and around, and then brought the deity to Radha Kund and Shama Kund, thus attempting to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's strong desire and almost last desire to do parikrama of Govardhan Hill. And now we are doing the same parikrama on the exact day of Govardhan Puja. And at the time, Srila Prabhupada use the words, we must participate, meaning so many bridge bhasis will be doing parikrama of Govardhan Hill on the day of Govardhan Puja, and Srila Prabhupada said we must participate. And thus we are also fulfilling the divine instruction of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Giri Govardhan ki jai, Gaur Bhaktavrind ki jai, Hare Krishna.
Om Gyanati Nirandasya Kiranjana Swargaya Chakshur Nilitam Jin Tasmai Sri Gurudev. There's not much I can say about Govardhan Hill. It requires higher understanding, and there are more qualified speakers. Today I have to begin traveling to go back to the West, so I won't get to go very far on the Govardhan Parikrama. So I'll get to watch you go ahead of me. But that's nothing new. I'm used to watching the devotees go ahead of me. Be able to enter very far, but you'll be able to have this opportunity. And if I can get the mercy of the Vaishnavas, then gradually I hope that sometime I'll be able to catch up. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Mantra kalpatu visa kripasindu vivitavati tanam bhavani vivaishnavi. So I was also wondering where this beautiful verse came. I was wondering maybe Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada composed that verse. But just recently, and I was in a hurry when I read it. It was either Skanda Purana or Padma Purana. It's from one of the Puranas. But it's such a very, very simple verse. I want you all to repeat it. You can easily learn it. It's such a simple verse. So everyone repeat. Namaste Giriraja,
Namaste Giriraja,
Sri Govardhana Namine,
Sri Govardhana Namine,
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya,
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya,
Paramananda Daine,
Paramananda Daine.
So now there's one more verse you should learn, because this was actually the Prikama verse that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself used when he did Govardhan Parikrama. And all of our speakers have hinted at this verse. It's found in Srimad Bhagavatam in 10th canto. And Chaitanya Charitamrit explains that this was the verse that Mahaprabhu kept within his mouth as he circumambulated Govardhan Hill. So we're also going to learn this verse. So first I'll say it and explain it, then we'll learn it.
Antaya madhira bala haridasa bhaja yam rama krishna charanam sparasa pramoda manam tanoti sahago ganayosta yoyat pani yasu yavasa kandara kanda mulai.
So this verse is spoken by the gopis. And they say, first of all, hantayam, hantayam, this is exclamation, are, or oh, as we say in English. Adri, so Adri means mountain. Just like we have got our godbrother who's probably the oldest temple president in all of ISKCON, Adri Dharan. So Adri means mountain. Hantayam Adri Abala. So now gopis are talking amongst themselves, so we know Bal, just like Balaram, that means strong. And females are famous as supposedly the weaker sex. So they're talking amongst themselves and they say, Abala, oh girls. They're Abal, oh girls. They're talking amongst themselves, gopis. Antayam adir Abala, Haridasa Bhaja. This Adri, this hill of Govardhan, he's not just Haridas. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj, he's famous as Haridas. He's not Haridas Sabar. Our Uddhav, he's known as Haridas Sabar. He's the best devotee. Maharaj Yudhishthira, he's the best devotee, but our Uddhav, he's the more best. Our editor won't like this at all. But in transcendental subject matters, even you get to the superlative, there's still there's comparative and superlative of the superlative. But gopis say, he's Haridas Abharja, he's the most best.
Best of the best.
Best of the best. So he's the most dear devotee of Krishna. Hantaya Madhyavala Haridasa Varja Yamalama Krishna Charanas Parasam Pramoda. You may have some friend who before Maharaj gave him a very beautiful name. His name was Pramoda. Huh? You have a friend like that? So Pramoda means very, very happy. Why is he very happy? Yamalama Krishna Charanas Parasam. Balaram and Krishna are running on top of this hill. Their lotus feet are touching this hill. So he's become very, very happy by the touch, sparsha, Pramoda. Charna, sparsha. By the charan, sparsha, by the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, he's become very, very happy. Manam tanoti sahago ganayostayo yet. Manam, he, just like we know this word, man. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trinadapi sunichana, Tarorapi sahishna. Amanina Bhanadena. So he's giving respect to those two, Tayo, those two, to the Go and the Go Gan means the cowherd boys who are taking care of the Go. Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayos Tayo Yat. Tayo means those two, Krishna and Balaram, the cows and the cowherd boys. How he's giving respect to them? Paniya. First he's supplying very, very sweet water. There used to be beautiful waterfalls and rivers flowing on this Govardhan Hill. They're still flowing, but you have to have divine eyes to see them. And our Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, he explains not just water, but also amras, mango juice. And a madhu. Madhu means honey. From the trees is flowing honey. And he also says pinuras. Just like those who entered into the Kunj, the Sridham forest, those were mostly pinu trees. And they have a very, very beautiful burgundy colored fruit that appears in March and April. It's very, very sweet. So he says also he's supplying this pinuras, this pilu juice. Paniya Suyavasa. Suyavasa means very, very nice grass. Two types of grass. One is that dhurv grass that is used for puja. Another is very, very succulent grass that is very, very healthy for the cows. So both of these grasses Govardhan is supplying. Paniya Suyavasa. Khandara. Khandara means caves. There's very, very many beautiful caves here in Govardhan, where the cowherd boys, when it's very hot, they can enter into those caves. And Radha and Krishna also perform very, very beautiful, intimate pastimes in those caves. That's why he's the best devotee, because Radha and Krishna are performing very, very confidential pastimes in the caves of Govardhan. So Paniya Suryavasa Khandara Khandamulai. It's like we see now the season has started for muli. Everywhere we go, we see big tela, this dakil filled with muli. So muli means roots, khanda muli, roots and vegetables. He's supplying so many succulent roots and vegetables for the cowherd boys when they're hungry. They don't have to go anywhere. Govardhan is supplying so many roots and fruits and vegetables for all the cowherd boys. And this way, manam tanoti, he's offering his respects to Krishna and Balaram, the cowherd boys, and the cows. So this was the mantra that Mahaprabhu used when he did his Govardhan Prakrama. So we'll all learn. Hantayam Adrir Abala Haridasa Bhaja. Hantayam Adrir Abala Haridasa Bhaja. Hantayam Adrir Abala Haridasa Bhaja. Krishna,
Rama Krishna,
Charana,
Sparasha,
Pramoda, Yam Rama Krishna, Charana, Sparasha, Pramoda,
Rama Krishna, Charana, Sparasha, Pramoda,
Manam.
Tanoti
Sahago Ganayos Tayoyat Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayos Tayoyat Sahago Ganayos Tayoyat Paniya Suyavasa Kandara Kandamula Suyavasa Kandara Kandamula Kandara Kandamula Hantaya Madhya Abala Haridasa Vaja Yama Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayos Tayoyat Pani Yasu Yavasa Kandara Kandamula Bogi Raj Maharaj Ki. Mahaprabhu chanted one other verse, especially after seeing the form of Gopal. Unfortunately, I've never taken the time to learn the Sanskrit to that verse. Maybe somebody knows. It's found in Nectar Devotion. It's composed by Rupa Goswami. He prays that may that left hand of Lord Krishna, you know this verse?
That's
so we have to learn. That may that left hand of Lord Krishna that lifted the Govardhan hill, may that left hand always protect you and bless you. So this was the other verse that Mahaprabhu chanted. So here we're sitting at Kusum Sarovar, as Maharaj described. This is a very, very beautiful place. This is the official ISKCON swimming pool. During the hot season, we all come here. The Gurukul comes here. We all take our bath here. We have our, after the Christmas marathon or Gita marathon feast, we have it here at Kusum Sarovar. And as Maharaj said, because now at this time, that Sharad season, the Ras Leela is taking place in Vrindavan. But in the springtime, that Ras Leela takes place on the side of Govardhan Hill. That Basanta Ras happens here on the side of Govardhan Hill. So because Narad Muni was desiring that, then Vrindadevi, she dumped him into this southwest corner here of the Kund, and he became Naradi. He became the Gopi Naradi. Then he got darshan of that Basantaras on the side of Govardhan. Then she dunked him in this northeast corner here, and he again became Narad Muni. So that Narad Muni's ashram, that's just off to the side here. Now somebody may ask, how can Narad Muni have an ashram? He can't stay anywhere for any, more than a few moments. And that excuse he also gave to Lord Krishna. He was offering very, very beautiful prayers to Krishna here in Braj. And Krishna said, why don't you stay here and do your bhajan? And he said, but Prabhu, I cannot stay any place. He said, that is the material world. This is not the material world. That curse has no effect here. So don't think you're in the material world. Don't think you just took a train or a plane from Bombay and you came here. Well, this is not, we're not in the material world. And we're going to see the beauty of this Govardhan. Is just not in the material world. So he stayed there at that place. Now the pujari there, the mahant, his name is Dinabandhu Sharan. In the Nimbarka Sampradaya, instead of saying Das, they say Sharan. So he told me, I haven't seen any Praman yet, but anyway, he told me that this is the place where Mother Kayadu came. You know Mother Kayadu? Oh, we have so many scholars here, usually nobody knows. Hiranyakashipu's wife's name was Kayadu, mother of Prahlad Maharaj. But anyway, Narad Muni couldn't have an ashram anywhere else, so maybe this is the place where Mother Kayadu and Prahlad within the womb heard instructions. But he's telling like that. So this place, off, we won't go there, it's too small, but it's off to the left as we leave this Kusum Sarovar. Now Kusum or Sumana, just like Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions Sumana. But Kusum or Sumana, same meaning as their flower. There used to be very many beautiful flower gardens in this place, where the gopis would come to pick flowers to make garlands, to meet Krishna at Radhakund in the noontime. Radhakund is the Madhyakalin Yogapit. So they would meet him there at Radhakund after making flowers here in this, picking flowers here in this Kusum Sarovar. And as Maharaj mentioned in the side here, this is Uddhav Mandir, sitting beside me, with a nice long white beard. This is Uddhav, the pujari of Uddhav Mandir. Uddhav Narayan is his name, Uddhav Narayan. He also keeps a nice chai stall here, but he keeps a stock of our Gokul chai also. Our one devotee from Delhi, he makes his Gokul chai, so he keeps it on hand for the ISKCON devotees who come here. So that Uddhav Mandir, as Maharaj mentioned, Uddhav prayed to become creeper or grass, especially around this Kusum Sarovar, but not on the straight path, not on the main road, not grass and creeper on the main road, but on the hither and thither, the eater-ooter, hither and thither path. Because when gopis are mad in Krishna praying, they won't go running straight. They will run hither and thither, so he wants to be on the hither and thither path so that the dust of their feet will come on his head. Now Uddhav is also staying here because one time, this is a long story, but anyway, the queens of Dwarka came here to hear because they wanted to know so many times. The husband, Dwarkadish, he was in his sleep sometimes, he would be talking about Braj and Radharani, so they wanted to know all about these things. So they were instructed, if you go there to this Kusum Sarovar on the side of Govardhan Hill, specifically mentions in the scripture that it said this Kusum Bane, Giriraja Nikit, by just by the side of Govardhan and this Kusum Ban, if you will do Naam Sankirtan, then Uddhav, he will appear and he will speak to you. So they came here, even Maharaj Prakshit came, but as soon, they did Naam Sankirtan. As soon as Uddhav appeared, he saw Maharaj Prakshit there. He said, no, you can't stay here, you have to go. He said, wait a minute, I also came here. He said, no, what I'm going to do for them in 30 days, later Sukadeva Goswami will do for you in 7 days. So you go fight with that Kali. Now you have to leave. That Kali has come. You have to go take care of him. Then he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam for 30 days to the queens here in this, and all the residents of Hastinapur in this place. So he's there in that temple, sitting there reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that from here, after taking his bath, Mahaprabhu, he got darshan of Govardhan Hill, but we don't see anything. So we can see even in 500 years how much he sank. Now we heard how Pulastra Muni has cursed him. Now you shouldn't think that Giriraj, we just heard his glories, that he can be subject to anyone's curse. But we heard that he was 24 miles high. We can just imagine how big and wide he was. It was too big for Braj Leela. So this is simply a Leela of Krishna to bring him down to a nice size for his Braj Leela. Then why he continues to shrink? That Leela was over 5,000 years, why he's still shrinking? The answer to this we'll find, and as Jayadvaita Maharaj mentioned, our godbrother Gopi Puranadam is translating this book for all of us, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So there Sanatana Goswami explains that one time Lord Balaram, he came here to Braj, and he saw the condition of the Brajvasis. He came back and he told his brother, you're such a rascal, I can't believe it. Everyone's suffering so much because of separation, you don't go there. You're such a rascal, I don't understand it. Yeah? You don't know, Mother Yasoda, she's become practically blind by crying tears. Nanda Baba is just standing in the courtyard, just talking to himself. He's afraid to look at Mother Yasoda. If he looks at Mother Yasoda, then both of them will see the sadness in their faces and they'll both uncontrollably weep, so he's afraid to look at her. The gopis are just lying down, the cowherd boys, the cows. He said, Lala, what to speak of animate objects, even this Govardhan Hill is shrinking out of separation from you. This Govardhan Hill is shrinking out of separation from you. So Sanatana Goswami has given that answer. Now we know that Krishna, he's non-different from his name. Now there's 800 of us here. who knows, maybe if we do very sincerely, as Maharaj explained, without material desires and always in a serving mood, and we all chant very loudly, Krishna is non-different from his name, maybe Giriraj will again rise up. Anyway, at least we can try. Hare Krishna! So in Maharaj's permission, I'll tell one more because we won't be able to stop there at that place. But just a little ways ahead, we'll see a building on the right on the road on the left side. Now inside, that is Ratna Singhasan. This is a very, very special place where Radha and Krishna have enjoyed many, many wonderful pastimes. It's not possible to go there. And that's also where that Shankarchuda demon came and disturbed them. And Krishna left all the gopis with Balaram and he chased him away and smashed that Shankarchuda. And also there is Gwalpokar. You'll see a big sign. You can all read Hindi, so you'll see a big sign. Gwalpokar. Yeah, so Gwalpokar. This is the end of the Suryakund Leela. As you know, somehow it was arranged that Jatila and Kutila took Radharani to Suryakund to worship Suryadev. And one very nice guru was there with his brahmachari disciple performing the puja. You can guess who the guru was. He was also a strict brahmachari, and his brahmachari disciple was Madhu Mangal. So after the puja, then Jatila was so amazed at the mantras. They were very, very vichitra, very, very wonderful mantras. She'd never heard these mantras. Actually, if you study these mantras, actually, instead of worshipping the sun, if you take it another way, Radharani was worshipping Krishna. So she told Radharani, you just give that jewel locket to these Brahmins for performing this puja. And Madhu Mangal said, no, we're strict brahmacharis, we cannot take anything from women. We cannot take any dakshina for our worship. No, without dakshina, no worship is complete. You please take. So anyway, Madhu Mangal, because he's a little greedy anyway, he said, well, my guru can never touch, but on behalf of my guru, I will accept. So he tied that up. Plus they gave him so many laddus, which he wrapped up in a big bunch inside his dhoti. So then, Nandanandan, he went by another way. Madhu Mangal came by another way. They came to that Gwalpokar. You can figure out Gwalpokar. This is where all the cowherd boys play in this kund. So they were all waiting there. Now, Buldao, he saw from a distance, hey, here comes Muddy, and he's got something inside his dhoti. Looks like, by the lumpy form, must be a lot of laddus in there. So he incited all the cowherd boys. So they all came and said, hey, Madhu, what you got in your dhoti? He says, my Brahman Dakshina. Oh, come on, Muddy, we're all hungry. We've been playing here for a long time. We've been waiting for Kanhaiya to come for a long time. We're all hungry. Come on, get it. No, this is my Brahman Dakshina. All the cowboys began to approach him. And he was, no, this is my Brahman Dakshina. I did puja, I got this Dakshina. So one cowboy came and squatted down behind Madhu Mangala. So as he was backing up, then, boom, he was flying over like that. All laddus went in every direction. All the cowboys began grabbing the laddus. Madhu Mangala, he became very angry. No, stop! This is my Brahman Dakshina! Stop! And then he realized that Balaram has done this. So immediately he took his Brahman thread. He was ready to break it and curse. He was going to curse just then. Nandanandan came and he started, wait, Madhu, hey, Ali, what are you all doing? Don't you know this is not a Gopa like you? He's a Brahmin. This is a sampati. This is the property of a Brahmin. You cannot take it. You give all those laddus back. So they gave all those laddus back, but Nandanandan, he very carefully took that golden locket of Radharani. He kept it. And Madhu Mangal, he went off into the forest to enjoy his Brahman Dakshina by himself. So we won't be able to go into that place, but we'll see the big sign there, Gwalpokar.
So in this way, so many wonderful pastimes have taken place on the side of this Govardhan Hill. So, as Maharaj said, if we do our prakrama in a very Krishna-conscious manner, always desiring to please the Vaishnavas and please Giriraj, then surely our Giriraj prakrama will be successful.
Oh, Giriraj Maharaj ki!
So, if you haven't done so, before we start our prakrama, you should all, with your left side facing toward Govardhan, you should pay your obeisances to Govardhan. And then, as Maharaj said, we'll go down respectfully and take a few drops of this Kusum Sarovar on our head. Actually, and the scripture says one should start from Manasi Ganga, but it's very difficult to get all the buses there. But anyway, Manasi Ganga also comes practically in the start of our prakrama, so it is still the same thing. So one should take a few drops of Manasi Ganga water, and one should take darshan of Haridev and do his prakrama. So that's coming just in the beginning of our prakrama also. So that is the actual process. But because it's easy to get all the buses here and easier for all of you to assemble here than there, we have started from this place.
Oh, Giriraj Maharaj ki!